This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me for The Scoop with Tanya Flanagan. I'm so happy you decided to wake up and start your day with me. Here on The Scoop, where we talk about life, joy, funny moments, trending topics, and so much more. We promise to keep you in the know and find out what you know. So, let's get started. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Las Vegas, and welcome to the show. Thank you for waking up for another Sunday morning edition of The Scoop with Tanya Flanagan here on 91.5 KUNV Radio. Jazz and More, I'm so delighted that you are up early with me to enjoy this beautiful day. I am excited to welcome to the show the guest I have this morning, who I have learned and had the pleasure of learning recently is a member of the same sorority that I am a member of, the prestigious, illustrious, and wonderful Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Summer Payne, yes. Welcome, Soror.
Thank you, Soror. Thank you so much. Welcome. Good morning to you, neighbor desert of Vegas.
Oh, yes, because you are
always from Arizona.
In Arizona. Arizona, my hometown. I grew up in Phoenix, and so very familiar with Arizona. I love Arizona. I hope to get back home soon. But for those of you who are saying, well, who is Summer Payne? And why are we talking to her this morning? Summer Payne is amazing. And you know, I like to just put a spotlight on people who do the extraordinary in an ordinary way to impact the lives of people, not because they have to, but because they can and because it's the right thing to do. And Summer, you are one of those people. You are a licensed social worker who has an MBA. So we have a little bit of Grambling University in the house. And then you also went to that arch rival of mine, Arizona State University, and got a master's.
Yes, forks up, Arizona.
Bear down, Arizona. Although we bared down and got put out of the NCAA Final Four to, I think it was Clemson or something, whatever. But hey, we were there, and ASU wasn't really even on the court, any court. So that's my shade. That's my shade for the day. That's my shade for the morning.
Grambling State was there.
All right, your heart, your true heart. Which, like, U of A is my undergrad. I did my master's here at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and I'm here on the beautiful campus of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas with the show. So, again, as I said, I like to shine the spotlight on people who do amazing and extraordinary things that they don't have to impact the lives of everyday ordinary people. Because none of us is really ordinary. We're all in our own unique way amazing. And that's why I've invited you to come on, Summer, and talk about your program, Wrinkles. Your website, wrinklessocietyofhope.org. So I thought that the acronym Wrinkles was just really cool, and I want you to share it, and let's talk about it.
Okay. Yes, Wrinkles. I know a lot of people think that Wrinkles is about just the wrinkles on your face, but Wrinkles for me stands for women rejoicing in nourished and courageous with a K now. Life encouraging stories. Women who are encouraged to share their life wrinkles that they're pressing through in life or have pressed through in life. So that is what Wrinkle Society of Hope. We're providing hope for women through sharing our wrinkle stories.
I thought that was so cool.
What I started.
Why is the K? Why is courageous with a K? I'm curious about that. What's that about?
Because we're kicking courageous. You know, you courageous.
Oh, so we're kicking butt.
But you kick it up to a whole new notch.
Okay.
When you put the K, you know, I could have changed it, and you know, but then I was like, nah, I want to put courageous because you have to be courageous to kick whatever you're going through in life in the butt.
I like that.
So I kept that K there to kick it up a notch because it takes a lot to press through the things that we're going through or went through in life.
So what does Wrinkles do? How does Wrinkles function? Is it a support group? How does it work to embrace women What's your platform? How do you use it?
So Wrinkles is I have a YouTube channel, and I also have shared on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So what I do is I interview women of all walks of life. I've interviewed women internationally, and all those women, some might come with the same wrinkle as some women may talk about domestic violence. They might talk about being abused as a child. Some talk about going through cancer. And they are sharing how they press through that wrinkle so they can provide encouragement. Wrinkles is also moving forward to embrace women while they're going through their wrinkles. So we have given out sunflower awards, because when you're going through something, it's hard sometimes to face the sun, to see the brightness in the darkness that you're going through. So the sunflower award is given to a woman once a year when they're going through that wrinkle, to give them some encouragement to press through to see the sunlight. And the reason why I call it the Sunflower Award is because, if you don't know, sunflowers always face the sun. They wait for the sun to rise in the morning, and they follow it all the way throughout the day. And that's how we have to be in life, is following the sun when we're going through those dark moments. So we are just a platform of encouragement and motivation. We give back to the community when women are going through things. And yes, I'm focused on women because I'm a woman. And I just want to make sure that women are encouraged by other women. We're also a mentorship. So if a woman is going through something that another woman has gone through, I pair them up to get that encouragement to press through what they might be going through. So it's just a holistic approach of women encouraging each other.
I love it. It's beautiful. I have to ask, what happened? Can you share a little bit about what happened to you? Because I'm assuming something had to happen to motivate you to start this. So what was your wrinkle?
So it's so funny. I started Wrinkles prior to my big wrinkle. So let me start there. The reason I started Wrinkles is because I'm a social worker, as you know. Mm-hmm. And so I always have people talking about other people on social media. Oh, you know, I saw such and such got a brand new car. Why can't I be where they are? Oh, this person had this happen. Why can't I be where they are? And I would explain to a lot of people, you don't know what they've been through to get to those victories.
Right.
So I started just interviewing people at work and just doing things on Facebook, posting audios on Facebook. And finally I said, you know what? I'm about to start this YouTube channel and interview people so they can see the faces, expression, the real tears that are going through. So I started Wrinkles during COVID when everybody was sitting around and I started the video then. But however, in 2022, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Didn't know that I was going to be going through my own wrinkles of a double mastectomy. I'm here to tell that early detection saved my life.
Yes, it does.
And,
I can second that.
It does.
I can second that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so wrinkles, I feel... Also, now I have even more of a wrinkle to share and now be more of a platform to educate and also motivate those women that are going through breast cancer as well. So that is how Wrinkles came about. It wasn't for my wrinkle. I started the Sunflower Award before I started my breast cancer because my cousin died of breast cancer in her 40s. And she was young. She didn't get diagnosed soon enough. And so Linnell Beasley was no longer here, so I put that Sunflower Award together in honor of her name because of the breast cancer that she went through. And then a year later, when after that award, I was going through my breast cancer journey.
That must have just been so... That must have just been crazy sobering, though, because you do something to honor someone. And I understand what you're talking about with that journey, the reality, the, like, unexpected shock of the reality of... I've done something, I've honored someone, I've been there to support them, and now I'm finding myself in the same space, because it kind of, my story is similar in that my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer, and 4 years after she passed away, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So, you know, after taking care of her and doing everything I could to preserve the family, there they were facing it a second time, really still grieving, and then dealing with my diagnosis and walking with me through that journey. So, but yours was like a year apart. Mine was like 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really close and really shocking, like you said. Mm-hmm. It really was.
I want to say thank you and applaud you, though, because finding the inner courage to take something that can be defeating and turning it into a triumph is a really huge and effective attitude to have when you're faced with something that feels like it's insurmountable in life. And I've had people come to me in my days of my breast cancer experience and say to me, I don't know how you're doing all the things that you continue to do. I would have balled up into the fetal position and just been in the bed or in a corner. And I was like, no, you have to fight, you have to push, you have to press through. I don't always know how I did it, but it could have been I was younger, I had a certain energy level, I don't know, but I know that by the grace of God, I pressed forward.
Yeah, it definitely was that. Definitely the fact that I knew that my current journey was not just for me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that. And of course, I didn't know what the outcome was going to be. But I had to show strength even in my weakest moments.
So with wrinkles and what you do, I know you said it's on YouTube. It's a podcast. People can find it on Spotify and on like Apple Podcast. Do you ever have a space where people come together? I know you're based in Phoenix, but is it a network where people ever come together, or is it all online, completely an online platform?
So actually my board, we just talked about doing some gatherings. We were online doing peer groups. We were doing some support groups. We were doing some life changing skill groups. So we're talking about bringing that now. I just finished my journey last year, so I'm still recuperating. So this is the year that we're talking about bringing. So we're going to start off in September having a meet and greet and a sunflower celebration in October, first week in October, just because, you know, we've had so many wrinkles women, and I'm so grateful for those women who have shared their stories. Those that can come, we want to celebrate them just first of all, just for being brave enough to share, because a lot of people go through things and they don't share. So we're going to honor those wrinkles women that have come forth. And then we're going to start again with boosting some of our life skills. We had women talking about marriage and staying in love and fighting. And then we have women talking about terminal illness. And these were private groups that we had with women over Zoom. And some women, you know, received education. They received that motivation to continue on. So we definitely want to do those in person and also over Zoom, because I've had women from Africa and Australia that I've interviewed. So we want it open to people internationally and women internationally, so they can also engage in some of the support groups and the peer classes that we have.
I think it's just really just a beautiful program that you're putting together, and the outreach component and the reason why you're doing it to reach women and just to give them a safe space to have conversations, and the inspiration that is born out of. I just want to commend you, and to go through your own breast cancer journey and continue to fight and press to give to others. I know, because you're a mom and you're a wife, right?
Yes.
So you have family, and then you're still making this community, this contribution pouring into the community. Just want to thank you.
You get your purpose. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I feel like when you finally get a purpose, you know it's your purpose when you can't rest, when things keep coming up, when your pencil keeps writing. You know it's a ministry. And being a minister daughter, preacher daughter, I'm not in the church doing the ministry. I feel like my ministry is outside the church to reach people. And it don't have to be anyone who believes in God, or it's about just believing in each other, supporting each other, and just be an encouragement. That's my ministry, is to encourage each other to fight through whatever you've been through or going through.
I think the value in it is tremendous. And I don't think I think that increasingly now in society, we're becoming more astute and tuned to the pressures of life and how it affects people, because mental health is such a conversation. So I think that we're changing the dial and how we're tuning in to issues people face and the sensitivity that we need to apply to those spaces and being there for one another to provide support. Having a conversation and then taking action is a completely different thing. And then creating a component that allows for the inclusion of an entire family. Because when you're talking about women going through something, you're talking about, I mean, when you look at a woman, it's not just a woman. It could be a mother, it's a wife, it's a sister, it's a best friend, it's a daughter, it's a grandmother, it's an aunt. You know what I'm saying? So like, this is a person who wears all these different hats. And at the same time, she's an income earner in some places, in some spaces. And so you're wearing all these different hats and you're going through whatever hardship you're facing. And then you're like a warrior because you have to just kind of keep going. Women are always like warriors to me. They face all these things. Yeah. And in spite of what they face, they keep battling and pushing forward. So giving us a space to come together and to connect and talk about those hardships in a safe space to understand that it's okay is, for some, I'm sure, priceless, probably like a lifesaver.
I hope so. That is definitely my mission, because we don't get it enough. Mm-hmm. I feel now in society, we don't do enough self-care. You know, you don't get to spend time with your girlfriend and just let things out. We don't get the moments to cry as much as we need to, because we're moving around and taking care of everyone else. And you need that space, that safe space, to be able to say, you know what? It was hard being a wife, mom, and a daughter. It was hard for me to go to work and continue to press through everything. Mm-hmm. You need to hear other women say it so you can be okay with feeling what you're feeling.
Right. What was the hardest challenge for you in trying to get all of this set up and creating Wrinkles? Because it's a nonprofit, right?
Yeah, it's a nonprofit. The nonprofit part was actually the hardest part. For some reason, I had trouble with IRS and things. But I would say the physical part of trying to make sure that I gave myself grace, especially when I was going through my cancer and all my surgeries, and knowing that I had to take breaks because I was, you know, you get exhausted going mm-hmm. through medical changes and emotional changes. And so giving myself grace that, you know, Wrinkles, I couldn't do an interview, or, you know, I had to take a couple months off from the podcast, and hoping that people would still listen in when I came back. But at the same time, pushing away the naysayers and people putting negative spins on things, like, oh, you only have such and such followers and this and that. And I had to educate people. It's not about the followers, because these videos are online forever. So when someone Googles domestic violence and they might come across that woman who spoke on my Wrinkles channel, that's the goal, is that that maybe one person will be affected by every interview that is placed on Wrinkles Society of Hope's YouTube channel, that it will help someone one day. It don't have to be today or tomorrow, but one day someone will be motivated and encouraged, or even able to be comforted that they are going through something that would only be temporary for them at that moment. That's the purpose of it.
I can relate. I understand that. I think that's the whole crux of anything that you do, in a space of hoping that you're providing a worthwhile outreach component and program. Mm-hmm. Is that one person, if one life has changed, then it's worth the effort of what you're going through. And I think, too, it's just the ability to have the strength to press forward despite the naysayers, as you talked about, because people are always going to tell you, you know, this isn't going to work or that isn't going to work. It's the personal drive that you have to try something, the unconventional for you, the unexpected for you, to still try it in spite of, you know, the obstacles before you. 2 years. So I guess you're like, this is your, coming up on your second anniversary since the diagnosis that changed your
actually,
life.
Is it
three?
Yeah, 2 years. It's two. Okay. I got diagnosed in September of 2022.
Okay. So you're approaching your second, your 2 year anniversary. How are you feeling about?
You know, it's funny about, I'm sorry.
No, about it. How are you feeling?
First of all, I feel, of course, grateful. But I have to be totally transparent. I have fear sometimes still. I'm in the medical field. I've been a medical social worker 20 plus years. So, I've seen people come back in. And so fear and, also, you know, the fact of knowing that, my children went through so much. So I'm trying to embrace every moment. And make sure that I count the moments, because that, you know, that word, hearing that word, cancer, it's a very scary moment in life. So I'm grateful. I'm still emotional, which sometimes I'm like, really?
Right.
You're so emotional sometimes, you know?
Being that you're a little bit of a trailblazer, because you're a little bit of a trailblazer. I mean, doing this is going out on the deep end in a way and doing something that you probably never thought you would do, that just kind of became this a huge segment of your life.
Yeah.
And and this may be a sensitive question, so if you don't want to get into it, I respect that. But having had the cancer diagnosis now in your rear view window, but yet at the same time always kind of like not that distant, is what you're saying. Is there anything on the bucket list that you're like, I want to seize this. I want to jump into it. I don't want this opportunity to pass me by, whether it's someplace you want to travel to, something you want to try, something you want to do with. What wrinkles, are there new things on the list of things you want to accomplish or experience?
There's two things. There's one is to go to Greece.
Okay.
That's on my bucket list for sure. I've traveled internationally, but Greece is on my list. With my children, though. I want to travel to Greece with my children. And the other thing is to start my own social service agency underneath Wrinkles. And it for it to be a platform for women, to help women who are homeless, women who are looking to get life skills for, you know, trying to find a job, life skills and just social skills, things like that, and then also mental health support. So those are the two biggest things on my bucket list right now.
I like that.
And I know I'm going to see those. I'm not going to give up until I see both of those.
Well, I believe you're going to be successful in doing it with the type of drive and determination that it sounds like you have. I can't see where you won't be successful. And whatever it is that you choose to do. I mean, for someone to just wake up and go, I've been talking to people and now I'm going to turn it into a YouTube channel. And then I'm going to establish an organization that brings women together to talk about the challenges, the highs and the lows, and not just the challenges, because I don't want it to sound like every show is about a Debbie Downer space of something, but it's about reality of things that women deal with and may want to talk about. But how do you find the people who you talk to? Like, do they find you? Do you find them? How do you, because you're talking about,
it's
come
funny.
On, I mean, I understand I'm doing the same thing in a sense, but where do they come from?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I end up seeing a lot of social media, you know, I'm on and I might be on someone else's page or somebody posted something. And I'll friend them, or I'll see something successful in the community, something going on, and I'll just chase them down. I'll email them, I'll call them, and I never even know if they even want to share. I don't know if they have, you know, been through anything, but I always say that I know that it's my calling, because I end up embracing some amazing stories and the wrinkles that come to victories that the women share are amazing. Every interview has been amazing. And I just, you know, I tell people, I just saw you on Facebook, or somebody might say, my cousin, my aunt, my sister, you know, I think she'll be amazing for your channel. And people just, you know, refer me to them, and then I'll call, text, email, and say, hey, this is who I am. And they'll either say yay or nay.
And you're finding people in small cities, just, you said internationally, nationally. So you're just like covering the globe with this women's conversation that is happening online, that is becoming an entire movement. Well, kudos to you, and keep up the great work. How do people share the website? I know I mentioned it earlier, but I want to ask you to share it again in case someone just wants to check it out. And if you know someone, you know, we know it's only a state over. We're in Las Vegas, but I know people in Phoenix, and other people do too. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump, as people like to say. So where can people find more information on you, or just even just listening? Because this is a platform that you can be anywhere and tune in to these conversations, or you might find a nugget that's helpful to someone and be able to say to them, hey, here, you can listen to these conversations.
Well, you can find me on wrinklesocietyofhope.org, and also you can go to YouTube and put in Wrinkle Society of Hope. You'll find me there. Or you can put in Wrinkle Society of Hope on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and you'll find me there as well. But if you go to wrinklesocietyofhope.org, you can go directly to all our links and find us that way and see all the events that are coming up. And if you want to sign up for the Sunflower Award, and that award is that you are nominating someone else. So that is coming up pretty soon for nominations to start. Mm-hmm. And you just write a little email about another person that is going through a wrinkles, and we end up, our board meets. And we select the person that the board selects the person, and we give them some monetary and some gifts of love.
Can the person be anywhere? Can they be anywhere? Do they
anywhere?
Have to? Okay, so they don't have to
anywhere,
be, which is cool. So they could be here in Las Vegas, and you could nominate someone,
they could,
a woman who's gone through something and is just a hero to you, and she'll get this acknowledgement from this organization out of Phoenix. And I think it's just nice, no matter where love is showered on you from. So that's pretty cool. I just wanted to make sure people knew that the recipient does not have to be in the Phoenix metropolitan area, but could be anywhere. And I think that is a really nice reach as well. So is there Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of those social handles you want to leave?
Sorry about that. Yes, we're Wrinkle Society of Hope on Facebook and Instagram. So you can find me there as well. Those two for sure. And then, like I said, the YouTube, Apple Podcast, and Spotify.
Well, I look forward to the day that we get a chance to actually meet face to face. I want to thank you for spending some time with me here on The Scoop, KUNV 91.5 Jazz and More. The Las Vegas listening audience, I hope, has been blessed to just hear this conversation and get some takeaways from it, some encouragement. And also, if you think of some great woman out there in your life who has overcome some things or is just an amazing person, you think she might be good for a Sunflower Award, wrinklesocietyofhope.org. Let her have her roses and smell them while she's still alive. Summer?
Yes.
Have an awesome rest of your day, Sorar. Have a great week. Las Vegas, have a great week.
You.
And as Summer mentioned, YouTube, if you didn't get a chance to tune in or you want to tune in again, you can find The Scoop with Tanya Flanagan on Spotify and wherever else you like to find your listening podcast. Have a great week, Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Las Vegas. Thank you.
I want to thank you for tuning into The Scoop with me, Tanya Flanagan, and I want to invite you to get social with me. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. My name is my handle, TanyaFlanagan. You can also find me on Instagram at Tanya Almond Eyes Flanagan. And if you have a thought, an opinion, or a suggestion, don't hesitate to shoot me an email to tanya.flanagan@unlv.edu. Thanks again for joining in. Stay safe and have a great week.